This is KCUR 89.3. Once a month, dementia patients from around Kansas City and the people who care for them get together to put some fun back in their lives. Often, this involves some sort of creative activity. KCUR contributor Ann Kniggendorf dropped in for one of the sessions, which the organizers call a memory cafe.
Margaret Hallowen is an assistant in the Kansas City Symphony's Education Department. On a recent Thursday morning in a conference room at the Kansas City Public Library's Plaza Branch, she's draped an enormous black cloth over a long table and piled it high with instruments.
Normally we go to schools or libraries, museums, usually for the younger generation. So we were kind of interested in, this is our first one with an elderly crowd.
And then my ultimate favorite.
The 30 or so people here were watching Hallowen with great curiosity before she even began speaking. They seem to be wondering when they'll get a chance to handle the hulking tuba or the miniature violin.
Like this.
Hopefully, if they've played instruments in the past, it's kind of like riding a bike and they get to remember how that feels and actually try the instruments.
First, though, she spends a few minutes explaining what they're looking at.
If you can picture the symphony orchestra sitting on stage, I'm going to start with the family of instruments that have the most people on stage.
Hallowen describes why each section needs a different number of players.
Obviously, the brass instruments are going to be a lot louder, so to get that balanced sound, we need a lot more of the string players, and you'll hear what I mean.
When Hallowen finishes, Dennis McCurdy reaches for the rain stick.
This morning was a good morning. It's going to be a good day today. Tomorrow, I don't know what it's going to be like.
McCurdy had a stroke almost 20 years ago. As a result, he now has vascular dementia.
And vascular dementia is a little different than Alzheimer's disease, but it is still nonetheless a dementia that there is no information to tell you where you are going, but it is frustrating to deal with.
McCurdy lives in a retirement community which includes a memory care unit. Once a month, he comes to the library for Memory Cafe. Besides participating, he also volunteers. Because hands-on activities are usually a part of Memory Cafe, each session needs 4 to 8 helpers. However, McCurdy says he wants to do more than facilitate activities.
As a person with a dementia, I understand where they are. They don't necessarily understand where they are.
Nearly 6 million Americans live with Alzheimer's. That's 1 out of every 10 people over the age of 65. A lot of them don't know it yet.
And so my hope is to find a path through the Memory Cafe to inform them of what the risk is as far as we know the risk.
Deborah Schaus watched her own mother suffer from Alzheimer's. She learned about memory cafes while she was writing a book called Connecting in the Land of Dementia. She knows firsthand how meaningful any bright spot in a day can be.
One of the things I learned is the role that creativity and imagination play in the lives of people who are living with dementia.
So she started the monthly memory cafes this spring.
Even when the rational brain isn't functioning at its highest peak, creativity is still there. Music particularly is a place that really can connect with a person living with dementia.
Besides events like this one with the symphony, she also organizes one called Movies and Memories that offers free movies to the same crowd every other month. Dementia patients like her mother often have a shortened attention span and are unable to sit still for the duration of a movie. So a lot of traditional entertainment is out of the question. Now people in a similar situation won't have to miss out on the joy of being transported to another world.
I can see what's happening around me. When you are in the midst of it, you may not.
Dennis McCurdy will attend Memory Cafe as long as he's able, enjoying the music and helping others work through their own diagnoses. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Ann Kniggendorf.
You'll find more information about Memory Cafe, including photographs, at kcur.org/arts.